Thank you so much for being here. It's lovely to have so many of our friends and guests coming along for the wonderful Eastleigh Unwrapped Festival. I'm conscious of keeping it quite short this morning, so I want to make sure you can all get out and get to these wonderful events on time. So I've kept myself to one post-it note. So this is, let me switch this off, we are getting lots of information that we don't need. There we go. So this is the third instalment of Eastleigh Unwrapped. This is our third year. So as a festival, we're still a baby, perhaps a toddler. And the origins of this festival, it started 2 years ago when we received European funding from the Recreate Festival. And that gave us money to do it for 2 years, to test the idea of having a new festival in Eastleigh Town Centre that was completely free, that invited everybody from the community, not just of Eastleigh Town, but the whole of Eastleigh Borough, to take part in a participative art festival. So part of our challenge was, how do you keep that going beyond the end of that 2 years? And we were really thankful, partly from the success of those 2 years, 6,000 people came in both of the first 2 years. So we were really pleased that at that point Arts Council stepped in and agreed to support the organisation for the next 3 years to make sure that this festival can continue. And alongside them, of course, Eastleigh Borough Council, our biggest funder and supporter, and also Eastleigh Business Improvement District. So between those three organisations, they've ensured that this festival has a life for the next 3 years. And that's so vital with events like this. They take so long to bed in and get established so that people even know they're happening, that actually those 5 years of funding will just be the beginning. So what have we got in store for you this year? Well, I started to think about our programme and some of the claims that we make as an organisation, some of the phrases that we use and the language we use. We talk about the fact that we present bold, innovative work. Well, this year we are premiering three new works, one of which being Scarabaeus. They're an international company. They tour all across Europe. And they are presenting Beloved, which is a beautiful aerial duet. It is inspired by Angela Carter's The Tiger Bride, which is in itself an adaptation of Beauty and the Beast. But the twist in Angela Carter's story is rather than the beast becoming a man, becoming a prince, actually Beauty chooses to become an animal, to become a beast. So there's a really beautiful aerial dance interpretation of that story just here by Scarabaeus. We've been developing it all week in our Creation Space studio, which we use to support the development of 25 new works every year. So we're really pleased that the first performance of that will be here in Eastleigh. We're also premiering Piff Paff. They are well established in the festival scene. They've been touring, and they're just arriving perfectly on the queue. So Piff Paff tour all across the UK. And we're really proud that we're going to be premiering their new piece, Planetary. Lots of artists will be warming up this morning, so they'll be passing through. And we're also premiering Hayley Barker, which I'm going to come on to in just a moment. So three premieres in amongst our programme. We also use this phrase about that the point creates inspirational experiences. And I looked at the programme and said, do we do that? Is that true? And this morning, absolutely, that's going to be the case. You're going to see Max Calaf. You'll see the image all across our print this summer. He's the most extraordinary trampolinist, and he's from Catalonia. So we've brought him across from Spain for this festival today. We've been working with Max all this year, helping him develop his next show after this. And Any Day is a really beautiful one-man show about a man who befriends birds. So it's really inspirational. I think you're going to have an extraordinary time if you see that one. We've also got Landed. There are two blue boxes in the middle of the marketplace. Inside each of those is a single performer. They are a series of older women who are the performers. They're going to take it in turns in a cycle all day, so there will always be one of them in there. One audience member at a time will go into that box, and they'll have a story told about that woman's experience of love across her lifetime. It's really beautiful, very moving. And after that, audiences are invited to share their own experiences and to hang them on a washing line attached to bird tables throughout the marketplace. It's beautiful. We also say that we're an incubator of talent. Well, today on this stage, we're going to present the Point Youth Dance Showcase. 12 young companies from all across Hampshire. One of them are just warming up right in here now, So this is Hampshire Youth Dance Company, who The Point have taken on this year after the closure of Dance Up. So we're very proud to be taking on a young dance company with a 19-year history and taking them into their 20th. As an incubator of talent, I said I would talk about Hayley. So Hayley is one of our associate artists. We've been developing her for the last year and a half. She moved to Eastleigh to come and work with us, and we were so passionate about her work, and we saw in her a talent that we thought she could really go places. She's very early in her career, and for the last 18 months we've been supporting her both to achieve Arts Council funding, which she has done for the first time, and now to present her first ever piece. There is a beautiful tent over there. It only fits 15 audience members at a time, and she's going to be presenting a piece called Showgirl, Girl on Show, which is still a work in progress. It's not yet ready to tour. This is its first outing, so we're really excited by that. We also say that we put audiences at the centre of our work. Today, Search Party, previous associate artists, are going to play a six-hour game of table tennis against the whole town of Eastleigh, which anybody at any time can join in and challenge them to a game of table tennis. So that piece is beautiful. It's toured all across Europe to hundreds of thousands of audiences. There's Landed as well, where absolutely audiences are at the very centre of it, right in the centre of that box in the town. But ultimately, this whole festival is about audiences. The reason we're doing it is to make that offer, to put a free festival right into the middle of the town. And Vicky Hargreaves, who's been working so closely with me on the programming of this festival. And all of our conversations were about how do we make that offer? How do we make that offer to audiences to come and take part in something extraordinary? I was talking at an event yesterday, and we were talking about language, and somebody described the word community comes from a Greek word, communos, which means together in gift, which is a really beautiful idea, I think, and it really helps frame the way that we think about all of the many communities that we work with. But always we're thinking about that gift. What is that gift that we make to our audiences? And this is it, really. Eastleigh Unwrapped is that gift that we give to all of our audiences today. And we really hope that we're also offering that gift to you. We hope that you enjoy it. We hope you have an extraordinary day. And we'll hope to see you again very soon. Thanks.